Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall, and on our program today, we're pleased to welcome our friend Carmen Long, who's with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Pleasure to have you with us as always. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to start out with something that's really kind of neat. I had no idea there was an actual day for this, but it's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. And that is when, Carmen?
It is Sunday, November the 15th.
And what is it? Well, I shouldn't ask, but I guess I should know what clean out your refrigerator mean. Does that mean what I think it means at my house, which is getting all the leftover stuff and changing it into one thing, or is it really just getting rid of stuff?
Well, most of us probably have some things in our refrigerator that we really might not even be aware that are in there. So sometimes we need a little bit of an encouragement, and National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day is just one of those opportunities to get in there and dig out the things that are in the back of our refrigerator and dispose of things that are past the expiration date, and just to make us a little bit more aware about food safety.
Oh, okay. So it's not about a surprise meal with all the leftovers there.
Well, and actually it could be. We could take those food items that are still safe to eat and make a meal out of those. We hate to throw money away, and when we don't eat food that's in our refrigerator, that's basically what we're doing when it's food that we've had to purchase.
Very true. And I think we'll broach this topic again later in the show about what's right and wrong to keep and eat. But I also want to ask you, Carmen, we know the holidays are coming up, and a lot of people are doing more cooking, I guess, than they normally would. Some maybe doing holiday meals for the first time. Is there help for folks?
There is. We have a lot of great information through Cooperative Extension, but we also are very fortunate that the United States Department of Agricultural Meat and Poultry Hotline is available. They have food safety specialists that can speak with individuals each day from 10 to 4, and they're even open on Thanksgiving for those last-minute food safety questions from 8 to 2 on Thanksgiving Day. Individuals can actually call the hotline number, which is 1-888-674-6854.
Okay.
If you have questions after hours, they do have recorded messages, and I was curious what they had, so I went on and listened to some of those, and I think a lot of people's food safety questions might be able to be answered by just listening to the recorded messages. So even if you think of something when Cooperative Extension is not open or when the Meat and Poultry Hotline is not open, they're still help available.
They probably have the answer to those most commonly asked questions, I guess, wouldn't they?
They do. And, you know, sometimes people think, oh, is that really something I need to be worried about? But we'd rather be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of opportunity for foodborne illness to occur. And if we can eliminate some of those chances, then that's just a better holiday for ourselves and our families and friends.
The big question always at my house is we can never remember when to take the turkey out of the freezer to start thawing the turkey.
And we do need to allow plenty of time for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to thaw it on the kitchen counter. We need to put it in the refrigerator
right
early enough that it can have plenty of time to thaw out.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. We're talking a little bit about holiday eating now and what's right and wrong to do. One of the wrong things that I do every holiday, and that is eat too much. I don't imagine I'm alone on that. Right?
You are not alone.
How do we solve that problem, or can we?
Well, we can at least make an effort. There is a project through Eat Smart, Move More called the Maintain, Don't Gain Holiday Challenge. And we laugh. We only want the turkey to be stuffed, not ourselves.
Right.
And it's estimated that the average American gains between 1 and 5 pounds each holiday season. And that might not sound like very much, but if that accumulates over many years, and most of us don't lose that weight that we give ourselves as a gift during the holidays, it can add up to be more than what we would like to have. So our goal this holiday is to not necessarily lose weight. That's probably not realistic with all the holiday temptations, but to just maintain weight.
Okay. Well, just proof again that I'm an average American. I do gain the 1 to 5 pounds during the holiday season. There's no question about it. Where can you sign up for the Move More, Eat Smart Move More?
The Maintain Don't Gain Holiday Challenge actually is a 7 weeks program. So it starts at Thanksgiving and takes us all the way through New Year's. And there are weekly newsletters. There's tips and tricks and ideas on how we can be a little bit healthier. There's also healthy holiday recipes and prizes. So individuals can go and sign up through the Eat Smart Move More website. And it's actually an acronym. It's ESMM for Eat Smart, Move More, and then weighless.com. So individuals can go to that website and sign up. And it's just a fun way to hopefully give us some great information and some encouragement. Sometimes it can be a little depressing when we think, we have all these wonderful holiday gatherings to go to and we want to eat and enjoy, but are there ways that we can still do that without maybe gaining as much weight as what might possibly happen?
There is another special day that's coming up early December. Talk a little bit about that.
Actually, on December 3rd, it's Family and Consumer Sciences Day, and this is a celebration to help recognize the importance of family and consumer sciences in our community, and the theme for this year is Dining In for Healthy Families.
Carmen, why would you have chosen, I guess because we're near the holidays, but why, tell the folks why you're choosing Dining In for this particular day?
Well, as we know, as we've just talked about with the Maintain Don't Gain Holiday Challenge, there are probably more people who are a little bit heavier in weight than what they would like. And so, especially in children and teens, a lot of that has to do with unhealthy eating and lack of food preparation knowledge. So research has shown that the whole family actually benefits from family mealtime by having better nutrition, improving family communication, as well as fostering family traditions, teaching life skills such as meal planning, budgeting, and food preparation. And all those things just go right hand in hand with what family and consumer science teaches. So our goal is to actually help families to create healthy meals and eat together. And hopefully they will enjoy that experience and maybe make some changes in not just the children's lives, but individuals of all ages.
Great. And that is December 3rd, Family and Consumer Sciences Day.
And you can actually get more information about that at www.aafcs.org, and that's the American Association for Family Consumer Sciences, and then it's the Family Consumer Science Day. So there's lots of great information there, and that's a challenge as well. We would encourage families as well as churches and other organizations to take that challenge and work together to make families healthier.
Carmen, you're just eliminating all our excuses to not do the right thing.
We're just trying to give you some help and encouragement so you can enjoy the holidays and still be healthy.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's the Family and Consumer Sciences education person with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We touched on this at the top of the show, Carmen, and I knew you'd mentioned earlier that you might quiz me on this. We talked about a National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, which November 15th, and I am ready. I think I'm at a great disadvantage to you if you want to talk to me about things to keep, things to toss in the refrigerator. So fire away with those questions.
Okay. Hopefully these won't be too challenging.
Okay.
Tacos left on the kitchen counter overnight, would you keep or toss?
Left on the kitchen counter overnight, I would toss.
You are so correct. Yeah. Even if you reheat those tacos that have been left out overnight, some of the bacteria can form a heat-resistant toxin that cooking won't destroy. So we need to make sure we refrigerate all our perishable foods within 2 hours.
Within 2 hours, okay.
Okay, I've given you a clue about this one already.
All right.
Meat thawed all day on the kitchen counter. We talked about turkeys. So would that be a keep or a toss?
I'm going to say you toss that.
You are exactly right. It is not safe to thaw meat on the kitchen counter. The best place to thaw frozen perishable food like meat, poultry, even vegetables, fruit, all those things, is in the refrigerator. And we need to make sure that our refrigerator is at 40 degrees or lower.
Okay.
when thawing perishable food, you can also do it in the microwave, but we need to cook it immediately after thawing. Some areas of the food may start to cook during the microwave thawing and become warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important just to go ahead and continue the cooking process.
Okay. So once you, if you're thawing it in the microwave, go ahead and get it cooked, right?
That is, just go ahead and cook it.
Okay. So far, I'm 2 for 2.
You're doing well. Okay. Cut or peeled fruits and vegetables left at room temperature for more than 2 hours.
Okay.
Keep or toss.
Fruits and vegetables. I mean, it's okay. I'm going to say it's probably the same as with meat. You toss.
That's right. As soon as those fruits and vegetables are cut or peeled, they become potentially hazardous foods.
Oh.
So when we think about fruit, especially, or vegetables, bacteria on the outside of that fruit or vegetable, when it's peeled or cut, can be transferred to the inside. So that makes it a little bit more hazardous. We need to make sure we wash our fruits and vegetables very well. We don't need to use soap or detergent because we don't want that to get on the product. It's meant for dishes and surfaces, not
right.
for food. But we do need to rub briskly using a little bit of friction, and then we can dry with a clean cloth or paper towel. We really don't want to wash our fruits and vegetables until we're ready to eat them. It actually makes them, the shelf life on those will be decreased if we wash
okay.
them prior to eating them. But we need to make sure we cut away all bruised and damaged areas.
Mm-hmm.
And discard any outer leaves that we really are not going to use. So there are some little tidbits when it comes to fruits and vegetables. And I think it's interesting that just one bacteria in foods can grow to over 2 million bacteria in just a normal, like, work day. So,
wow.
You know, 7 or 8 hours. So if you have foods that you're taking with you to work, to snack on,
mm-hmm.
we need to make sure that we keep those in the refrigerator as well.
Okay, right. And hope that our coworkers don't get them. Our guest is Carmen Long, and Carmen's giving me a little quiz about what's the right things to do with food. On to the next one, Carmen.
Leftover pizza placed in the refrigerator within 2 hours after it was cooked.
Uh-huh.
Eat or toss.
So this is the two-hour rule. I'm going to say you can keep it.
You are correct.
All right.
Because we put it in the refrigerator. I know in college when we maybe ordered pizza and we left it out all night long and that was breakfast the next morning, mm-hmm. we must have built up an immunity because we're still here, but that would not be the safe way to store leftover pizza. We do need to keep it in the refrigerator and eat it within 3 to 4 days, which typically isn't a problem at my house with that food.
Same here, yeah. Any more questions? We got another one?
Leftovers kept in the refrigerator for over a week, and this goes right along with our clean out the refrigerator day for November 15th. What do we do with those leftovers that are kept over a week? Keep or toss?
For over a week. I'm going to say I'm guilty of keeping, but the correct answer is probably toss.
You have scored 100 on
hey.
This quiz, Danny. I'm so proud of you. Even refrigerated leftovers can become unsafe if we keep them in there too long. So try to use them up within 3 to 4 days. You can't always see or smell or even taste if the food is unsafe. And we really don't want to taste it to find out
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
that could make us sick. So we just need to remember when in doubt to toss it out.
Okay. So just even if it's been that long, putting it in the microwave and getting it really hot is not going to do the trick.
It may not. Some
okay.
of those bacteria are actually heat resistant, so it's
wow.
it's not always going to be 100% that would kill everything. So
in doubt,
we're going to toss it out.
A lot of great information today, Carmen. I would imagine folks might have some more questions. They can contact you.
They sure can. You can actually contact me at the Surrey office at 401-8025. And I'm also working in the Allegheny office
half-time,
and our number there is 372-5597.
Terrific. Carmen Long, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension and Allegheny as well. Doing double duty, Carmen, and actually still finding time to spend with us today. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.